Ambulance turnarounds and response times have been an issue, and it's not just here in Donegal. It's all the way from Connemara to Donegal, and it's regularly raised at the Regional Health Forum about the difficulties that people have in, one, in getting waiting for an ambulance, and two, then the turnarounds at hospitals. We know what the issues are in relation to hospitals. It's the overwhelming numbers that's coming to emergency departments. It's not having adequate beds or staff to deal with those increasing number of patients. And in relation to the response times, it's again, it's a resource issue. We need more ambulance crews. We need more ambulances. And until such times that we invest more in our health services, we are unfortunately going to have this continued delays in turnarounds at hospitals and in response times. And that's just not good enough. Going forward, we need to put more resources into the ambulance service, and we need to put more resources into our emergency departments.
And do you think that needs to be done at the same time? Because you wouldn't want to have a case where money's put into ambulances and then they're all stuck outside because there's nowhere to place patients, which was effectively what was happening for targets being missed.
Yeah, it has to be done in tandem. Our health services have now, we've discovered and identified the difficulties, where the log jams are. It's in a, here in LUH, it's an emergency department that is not fit for purpose, that is too small, has not got enough beds, and it certainly has not got enough staff to deal with the demand. And on the other side of that, on the outside, we have ambulances which are taking too long to respond to calls, having to wait around, and this is one of the symptoms of the lengthy delays in responding, is ambulances being tied up at hospitals. And we've seen now in this second report that half of the ambulances aren't meeting their turnaround times. And there's no other way of resolving this issue other than further investment. We have tried, and in fairness to the ambulance service and indeed to Letterkenny University Hospital, they have tried a number of initiatives, and while they've partially worked, they are not the answer to these problems. The answer to these problems is increased investment in our emergency departments, making them bigger, making them fit for purpose, having more staff, more beds, and the other in relation to response times is that we need more ambulance crews and more ambulances on the road, and based in Donegal. It needs to be looked at in a geographical sense and not in an operating procedure that they have, that the ambulance service is currently using. It's a model that is not suited to counties the size of Donegal.
And unfortunately, this could be a matter of life and death. And in the cases where it's not a matter of life and death, and people end up waiting, who are in pain and who are sick and need care.
I've had friends of mine who've spent 6-7 hours in the back of an ambulance outside Letterkenny University Hospital with serious illnesses, where once they did get admitted to the emergency department, they were immediately taken to theatre and life-saving operations were carried out on them. This is how close it is getting, and we need to get real about this, and we need to invest in our emergency departments, and as I say, we need to invest in our ambulance services.